State tax law puts apple cider in the same category as wine. That carries a levy of just 16 cents a gallon. But pear cider is now taxed at 84 cents a gallon, the same as beer. Lobbyist John Mangum, who's pushing the measure, told lawmakers that so little pear cider is sold in Arizona that the loss to the state treasury would be less than $2,000 a year.
So it doesn't have a great big revenue impact, but it does matter to the people who grow pears and make pear cider.
But this is not being done for Arizona's tiny pear-growing community. In fact, Annie Holcomb, owner of Apple Annie's in Wilcox, said she's never even heard of pear cider and certainly isn't selling any of her fruit for it. The real winner is Mangum's paying client, the MillerCoors Brewing Company, which markets a product called Fox Barrel Pacific Pear Cider. It ain't cheap, with a four-pack of 12-ounce bottles going for $6.49. The version of the bill awaiting House action actually is a bit broader than what the Senate already approved, applying the lower tax to all palm fruits. Sean Laux from the Department of Revenue said it seems simpler to make just one change in law now should someone decide to make cider from lesser-known relatives like quince. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.